As predicted, the mayor's office was unlocked. I headed for the desk as April headed to the filing cabinet. I started poking at the computer. Not surprisingly, it needed a password. I flipped over the keyboard. Crab Festival 1234? This guy literally hates security. April laughed.
So what am I looking for?
A document titled How to Kill People with Cyanide would be great. I appreciated that the blinds behind the desk were drawn, allowing slender rays of sunlight to filter through, but block the view of anyone walking outside. April rummaged through the top drawer of the filing cabinet.
There's nothing exciting here. Just logistics stuff. Contracts for the food vendors, the tasting judges. Nothing sticks out.
Other than the fact that Heather got paid more to be a judge than you.
I rolled my eyes. Wait, look at this. 4 months ago, he increased his wife's life insurance policy to $2 million. April hurried over, leaning over my shoulder and pointing at the screen.
What's event cancellation insurance?
April asked. I read aloud. We are happy to offer you an additional insurance policy for your festival event. No wonder if murder is covered. I skimmed to the fine print. This covers reduced attendance, I noticed. Meaning if there is a significant reduction in attendance, the insured will be protected.
How much is the policy for?
April asked. $1 million? And if he offed Erica as well, that's $3 million. I jumped when my cell phone dinged.
Really?
April glared.
You didn't silence your phone?
It's not like we're at the library, I protested as I read the text. It's Daniel. The police just released him, but he does not sound good. We better get over there,